What the fuck are we doing?
Like, it wasn't bad enough that we went with someone culturally relevant last time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least that was a news cycle. That was part of a discussion.
Yeah, update on that. We still have about, I think, 3 copies of, I was really just about to say the Lana Del Rockalypse at Target. But we have, right. We have 3 of those still.
Right.
I want to clearance them out.
Send that picture to Hipster Runoff.
I will seriously send a picture of myself, like with a basically just a really orgasmic face, clearancing out Lana Del Rey.
Right.
But that means like it's I'm gonna have to deal with the pain of people buying the clearance copies, but hey, mm-hmm. It's worth it.
Just like try to slip in sorry into the. Can I do it? Did you find everything you need today? Sorry.
It's like, sorry about that.
Because that's a bummer.
That's usually what I need to say if I can't help someone find something, so I'll just be...
So let's talk about why I chose Pitbull.
Oh, yeah. Pitbull? Is it because Pitbull?
No, it's because of an in-joke on a wrestling forum I go to. So here's how this goes. There was a picture of Pitbull posted randomly in a thread. I don't even remember how this started. I totally remember. There was an episode of WWE Raw, and it was for The Rock's birthday, and Pitbull came out, and he's from Miami, and The Rock loves Pitbull. Which caused everyone on the wrestling board to go, "Who the fuck is Pitbull?" Because they're all like, mid-20s to late-30s dads and businessmen and stuff.
Fair enough. Also, so wish I could go back to being that way.
To not knowing who Pitbull is?
Yeah.
It's a nicer world. What this resulted in is a guy on the board by the name of Gonzalez. Shouts out Gonzalez.
Thanks, Gonzalez.
Who has been just tormenting everyone by like, "Oh, how could you not know about Pitbull? You guys live so deep inside the wrestling bubble that it's unbelievable. You're not even real adults for not knowing about Pitbull."
Real adults know who Pitbull is.
This has been going on for about 6 months. And it's great every time. Like, anyone that's complaining about the Pitbull phenomenon.
Guys, here
for what it's worth.
Guys, here to quell it.
Yeah, we're here to quell it. And we're here to help you, to guide you through a listening experience of a Pitbull record.
I have never once. I don't think. What? Give me some songs about what Pitbull's made. I really can't remember.
You know, here's the funny thing. I would try to name some, but I'm pretty sure all the ones I know are just Sean Paul songs.
I'm going to go to the iTunes, like, most popular Pitbull songs and see if I can get anything. Okay, this is all off of Planet Pit, and give me every... Let's see if I remember. Hotel Room Service.
Uh-huh.
Should I recognize these songs? I'm going to start playing them.
You probably should not recognize these songs. Look, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
I don't... Yeah, so, all in all, don't know these songs by title.
Yeah, don't know anything about Pitbull other than he is the same kind of weird talky club rap that everything is right now.
Well, to be fair to Pitbull, he does have a really shitty name.
But dude, Pitbulls are like the most oppressed dog in a...
Let's dude, my dog record. Just got attacked by a Pitbull this week. I am tired of this shit.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So people keep coming up, they're all up on me, and they want me to sign their pit bulls, and then they bite me.
I'm kind of, you know what? I'm
that
leaning
is
towards,
not cool
I am
essay.
Leaning towards changing my name to Derek, just Derek. Yeah. My real name is, what the fuck, who cares? But
go look at the Wikipedia page for pit bull, see how that goes.
I'm up to you. I'm not looking, I'm just calling him pit bull. Or asshole. Yeah.
Well, no, that's the idea, right? Like, you choose a pseudonym so everyone knows you as Pitbull,
mm-hmm.
instead of, I don't know, Ned or whatever his name is.
Ned would be a good name to go
Francis,
by.
Francis?
I would maybe, if he was making this music with the name Ned, I would find it humorous.
I don't know. I think Francis Pitbull is a great name for either a wrestler or a rapper.
Francis Pitbull?
Francis Pitbull.
That's good.
Yeah. Let's start listening to this goddamn record.
Putting it off.
We are so stupid.
Wow.
All right. So, for those listening at home, we have acquired Planet Pit by Pitbull. We got the deluxe edition. We are not listening to the extra songs.
Why would you expect us to do that?
Yeah, we didn't for Lana Del Rey. That's the precedent.
I never listened to any of those songs.
Yeah, good. We are listening exclusively to the songs that are on the base, most stripped down release.
This song's called Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, that's the first Mr. Worldwide intro featuring Vane, dude.
I also have a lot of, like, the track listing's all weird, so it goes, O1, Pitbull, hyphen, Mr. Worldwide, underscore, Mr. Worldwide, intro, underscore, featuring, underscore, Vane, hyphen, Taku.
So here's what I just noticed. This is a German rip, because all of the, like, for the feature stuff, it's like featuring Neo, Afrojack, und Nair.
I thought that, yeah.
We're featuring Kelly Rowland und Jamie Drastic.
Germans apparently like to steal Pitbull.
German Pitbull, big in Germany.
Or big,
one more reason
big
for
on
me
the
to
stealing
fucking
front.
Hate Germans. Hadn't done enough to ruin their reputation for me. All right, let's listen to the record.
Oh, good God.
So we're going to start the countdown, and on go, we're going to start the record. We're starting from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Slavery's legal there.
Yeah. Well, if he's got a planet, he has to be Mr. Worldwide,
yeah.
Right? Like,
it's called Planet.
Clearly,
Planet.
It's named after him.
This works.
All right. Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's why he's Mr. Worldwide. Because he's worldwide. Did you stay away from the worst? I see Mark Anthony on here.
I see a lot of, like weird pseudo jazz hands, like closed fists, then open your hand and, like, at the audience. Just like a...
Right.
A lot of... Yeah. And move... Transitioning from each hand.
Yeah. Is that the Mr. Worldwide?
That is the Mr. That's doing the Mr. Worldwide.
Alright.
Actually, it's furiously masturbating until you accidentally rip your penis off.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. So I don't know.
Oh, that's not annoying at all.
I don't.
Well, he can sort of overproducedly sing.
Yeah.
That's nice. I've heard way more worse rap singers than this.
Why do I need to take a picture of you with another camera?
This is like Drake skipping down the road. Just.
Oh, I've heard this song. Fuck. Good God.
Let's just stack as many choruses on top of each other as we can. This is chorus phase 2.
I heard you like choruses. I gave you 7.
This is chorus phase 3.
I don't think they've gotten to a verse.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, intro 3 verses and then, sorry, 3 choruses. Oh, here we go.
Oh, there's a verse.
Wow.
Wow.
That's romantic. I can make you a queen and make love to you endless. Let's get right to the point, man.
You want to make me a queen? Sign the fucking papers.
Yeah.
Queen of Planet Pit.
This is, of course, phase 4.
I thought Party Rock Anthem was heavy on that.
Yeah.
And, that was wrong. That's a great song in comparison.
Yeah. Yeah, this style of music is from Planet Pit, man.
Let me show
you the music of my people. It's a bunch of choruses over and over.
This is a very currency-based economy. we have a very chorus-based economy. More choruses you have, you can buy anything you want with choruses.
Yeah.
Let's write a chorus.
You just sing a chorus, get a free sandwich in a few places. It's really nice. Very healthcare is not so great, but
you don't even care. You don't even need to care about the chorus.
And you know, there's the problem that we live on a man's face on a woman's back, but
it's awkward the way our house is set on the property.
Yeah,
we have a lot of termites.
Baby? Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so romantic. Can't promise you tomorrow, but I'll promise you tonight.
Yeah.
Because that's what you've been at. That's
tomorrow. I'm gonna have an Archer like freak out and kick you out of my house.
Can I hear the sequel to give me everything?
Yeah.
Like, it'd probably be a Drake song.
Give me everything too. Can I have it back?
It would be a Drake song.
Is this chorus phase 5 here, or is this just phase 4 without the drums?
Pretty sure this is... I've lost track of the phases.
Yeah, we're out of chorus.
Okay. Snare hits. Lots of snare hits.
Just anybody, you know. Your mom! Maybe she's doing alright. She's keeping fit. Just grab her and say, hey, I can't give you tomorrow, but I'll give you tonight. Later, as you're riding in the cop car.
Yeah, that would be such a... Oh my god, you want to make this music video? That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
If this song had a music video like that,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
I would
but
like
that's
think
way
of that
too
art,
self-aware
too
for Pitbull.
Art. That would be... Like, if Pitbull just threw everything away, he's just like, I'm just going to be funny. You've been funny,
no.
Dude. You don't need that, though.
I invite you to go watch the music video. Oh, well, Hey Baby's coming up. Then
it's Rain Over Me. Now that? Rain Over Me. I don't know Hey Baby. What is that one?
That's the next song. That's the song after this one.
Latin
I know it's
flavor.
Mark Anthony.
Oh, God.
He lets it rain over him. What's it?
That sounds
oh,
real
shower, clearly.
No, no offense. This Pitbull likes the beat. Boom, tskits, boom, tskits.
Pitbull wants to fuck your mom. It's confirmed.
It's confirmed. Pitbull wants...
40 is the new 30. And, God, I don't even remember the other half of the line.
Whatever. I'm just gonna get close to the mic and talk like this and have it be all tinny.
Yeah, dude, like, why? He has to know what that sounds like, right?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't even know.
Pitbull digs on some cougars, man.
Hey, it's his thing.
Yeah,
someone's
I guess
gotta
if
take
that
him.
Ends up being
someone's gotta take
the
him.
Record. Yeah.
Are you, like, looking at the track listing for track 5? Pitbull paused. Pitbull. Is the song's pause? It's called Pause.
Yeah.
I was hoping the song would be called Pitbull Pause Take You. Oh, it makes your track super ethnic when you talk in Spanish.
Yeah. Well, he is from Miami. There's a lot of that
it's,
about.
It's not ethnic if you live in Miami.
I'm pretty sure he's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
Like
that would
he
make
recorded
sense.
An album in Spanish.
That would explain like the
I don't
reggaeton
know, though.
Shit beats.
Like, I just like quickly looked up on Wikipedia what the hell is happening, but
I'll probably end up looking at that. God, if you search just Pitbull,
yeah.
Like just Pitbull, you get all his shit.
So we have Pitbull hitting on moms and Mark Anthony telling you to piss on him. This song is very
awesome.
Yeah.
Ah, couldn't imagine.
Sexually adventurous.
Very. This is a very progressive song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that theremin?
I don't know. I think it's Pitbull.
That's just a sound he makes.
Yeah.
Like, if you pinch him in the right place, he just makes that noise.
I still can't imagine it.
It's way better if you imagine it just to him and his piss fetish. My body doesn't lie about my piss fetish. I'm writhing because of my piss fetish.
This is a lot funnier than Lana Del Rey. I'm having a good time.
Oh yeah, this is great. It is somehow also more intellectually honest.
Yeah. It's not lying to you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or making me feel like a pedophile. Just making me feel like I'm getting a weird perspective.
She's like the same age as you. And you like feel like a pedophile? That's not okay.
Yeah.
That's like not an okay feeling. Yeah. Like, still a bad taste. I want to hear the horrible sequels to all these songs. I want to see what you got in store. What the fuck? You shot me? You shot me? Just.
Yeah.
Drop she has a gun in her too. Purse.
I'm sorry, I thought you were dancing. It's about being in a stroke victim ward. Isn't that a. Oh shit, I can't even remember. What shitty pop song the Ooh Baby Baby thing's from. I think it's a Britney Spears thing. I don't know.
Which one, like... We have no shame. Just sing it. We're listening to Pitbull right now. We're okay.
No, I can't do pop...
Is it Oops, I Did It Again?
Voice or whatever.
That was a cover. Or was it? Maybe I'm wrong.
Just rhyme words with the same words. It's easy. Apparently, we're not listening.
It's better than rhyming Jagger with Swagger.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not. But
I don't know. I would say everything on here so far is better than Swagger Jagger.
I really want there to be a song that's just Swagger Jagger. Just, Waka Flocka style.
Dude, okay, so let's have a brief interlude in the middle of this T-Pain section. Because you've heard a T-Pain song by now, really nothing left to say. But there's an actual song called Swagger Jagger.
What?
That, like, charted in the UK by this annoying, weird troll lady that Simon Cowell supports. And the chorus is just Old MacDonald, like Old MacDonald. Sorry, Oh my darling, Clementine. But it's like that, it's that exact, like, note pattern. Not even slightly off.
Not like
about
the, not like the Kanye West
someone's swagger.
Not like the Kanye West Iron Man thing with Hell of a Life.
Yeah,
that's boring.
Dude,
and that's retarded. That's like a really bad song choice for like something.
Yeah,
to go
yeah,
over that.
Especially when it's put over like weird rave sound.
If
effects.
You're gonna do that, pick something metal. Yeah. Like make that. You're, like, just destruction of a metal song.
Yeah, I'm starting to become convinced that Simon Cowell is actually a villain.
Or,
like, and
yeah.
That's his entire purpose here.
Why doesn't he have, like a weird soul patch? Like,
yeah.
He should have one. Maybe, I think the soul patch is just his shirt. His black shirt. Or gray shirt. Or white shirt. That's really too tight.
This is the part where I mentioned the Pitbull with white guilt incident.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, look, if you're out there listening and you want to make music, and you want to make commercial music, try not to make commercial music that makes everyone who knows you feel like you're lying.
Yeah. I feel like I'm just imagining the studio scene for that song. It's just like they have the beat already and shit, yeah. And they just press it and they just go, they're just like on recliners.
Right.
And just mics hanging up, just la 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 la. Yeah. That's how they were making music at that point. Yeah. Like, they're relaxed as fuck. Watching
that's
the
not
game.
Annoying at all.
Oh, this song is based off of a stupid pause. It's serious.
Yeah,
oh,
we're dropping the bass every, like, 16 bars. Dropping the beat every 16 bars.
This track is so annoying.
Oh, burn!
Oh,
sick
man.
Burn! Oh,
dude, he's not gonna do anything with you because
he wants
has
an emotional attachment, but he's already fucking other people. Oh, sick burn!
Didn't see that coming. Oh, the next song is fucking Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah. And there's a T-Pain and Sean Paul song.
This is gonna end. Oh, not only that, there is a T-Pain, Sean Paul, and Ludacris song that we will not hear.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You just filled my heart with fear right
there's
there.
A Nelly one we also won't hear, too. Yeah. My teeth will unsnap your bra.
Yeah, that's not at all Predator-like. Like...
This song sounds
like... Will it
like
be in, like, the right place, at least? Or is it just fucking... Just
dude, I don't know. Maybe he'll...
Biting all over the place, trying to get the bra off.
Who knows? This song is really sexual predator.
My teeth will eventually snap your bra.
Eventually. It's a bad week for pit bulls. Everywhere. At least for me.
It's like they've hooked up a bike pump to a vuvuzela, and that's just going to town.
I feel like I need to try hooking a bike pump up to a vuvuzela. It's, yeah.
This is really shitty.
He's literally just talking about production directions that he's taking the song
yeah.
in. Like, he's like going...
But he's talking to the club, man.
Yeah.
He's not talking to the producer, he's talking to the club.
Maybe, I'd like to think this was a demo track. Like, he was literally...
Look at the girl, she's like bongos being played. That's
for
gross.
The last, like, 20 seconds.
No, we can't get out of here without doing
they
this
sequence
twice. They
don't even sound real. I don't even think... He makes the girl sing opera.
And when they're done singing, I let them leave. Just a little bit, though. Like, from the window of a car as I drive past it to press events.
It's gonna be great.
This is like a guy bragging about his passport. And it's not better that he's bragging about his passport and his dick at the same time.
Yeah.
That dude still sucks.
Here we go. Enrique Iglesias. Oh, wow. Decided to do a little dissonance. Oh, my.
Still no Enrique Iglesias on here.
I thought I saw it coming.
Unless they just put pliers on his balls or something.
I really kind of hope they did, just for the action's sake. There we go. Oh, that's funny.
I thought he could, like, sing. That's my recollection.
He's been auto-tuned for the last 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
That blows.
He was really late on it.
He's not talking about cars. He's talking about your clutch, you know, because you are a machine. So maybe he's after robot moms?
Hot robot moms.
Hot robot moms.
Fucking loves the Stepford Wives.
Who want faux worldly people in their life.
Yeah.
Why is that good?
I actually, at this point, your robot, like, middle-aged woman theory is starting to work.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah, maybe this album's about transhumanism.
Enrique Iglesias is just... That's Planet Pit is full of robot people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to... Yeah, this is about transhumanism.
It's like, it's a companion piece to Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep.
And here's the first single from his new album, I Want to Fuck Something with Gears, parentheses, baby.
I would fucking make a song called that.
Well, there you go, for free. I Want to Fuck Something with Gears. Stop whispering in my ear, creep. Oh,
I just imagine all these songs being played during, like, horrifying sex acts.
Yeah.
I guess he's trying to perform on a woman and she's not enjoying it.
Yeah.
All the music videos are in hotel rooms with the camera angles being up high because there's cameras in the hotel rooms.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, I get it. I make them come.
You'd have just got that. Yeah.
Yes, that. Yeah.
That's all he gets to do.
Just hammer on all the buttons.
I thought we were about to get an arpeggiation there.
Wow.
This song is fun. Boom.
Boom. It's putting a whole new spin on Beetlejuice for me. That is the exact same progression as fucking Party Rock Anthem.
It is. This song's funnier.
This song is amazing, though.
I kind of like this song. Because it's so batshit crazy! Oh my god.
Who sold him on this idea?
The ability to have the same song in one movie trailer, but sounds like several different songs.
Right. And then you can talk about your dick some more.
Yeah.
You can say that you chitty chitty bang bang women. For example, whatever the fuck
album's chorus. This song's chorus pattern is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I like this part.
I like the idea of Sean Ball sitting in a room just going da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
MIDI horns.
Remember when reggaeton was going to be a thing?
God, when was that? That
was Daddy Yankee. Come on, man.
That was about it. It kind of keeps.
That was
happening
around the time Grand Theft Auto 4 came out.
Yeah, that's
actually the tail end of reggaeton being a thing.
Yeah, it kind of keeps trying.
Yeah,
it kind of still keeps trying. Yeah. As far as I know,
but we are not still in the wrath of Sean Paul being fucking everywhere.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that how prevalent he was.
He was on all the songs.
Jesus Christ. He had a Sean Paul feature you were in.
Although, you know what, though? I'll take Sean Paul over The Weeknd. And that's like choosing between venereal diseases.
Well, after hearing the new thing The Weeknd did, I'm warming up to what he can do.
Right.
Like, that Michael Jackson cover was damn impressive. Like, I don't... When people do Michael Jackson covers, I'm just... laugh. He kind of conquered it.
I don't know if you were listening to that.
No. What happened?
That was like 16 bars of, my girl has a big old booty, your girl has a little old booty. It's like, my girl has an eating problem, and she's a robot, and she's like 40 years old, and pisses on people.
I'll fix her by sticking a wrench inside her face and shaking it around. It's like a lobotomy, but safe.
Right. That's what we're shaking here.
Shake the brain with a wrench like a lobotomy. That should be a lyric, please.
This is the most insane pop song I've heard in years.
If the last lyrics of this song were shake a wrench in your head like a lobotomy, this would be song of the year. Except it's from 2011.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
we'd still done. Give it songs 2012. Oh, Chris Brown! Yay! I'd let him beat me.
Fuck Chris Brown.
Are you kidding? Like, why is Rihanna complaining? Like, this... Why? I'd let him beat me. Fuck the girls who said that.
Yeah, that's distressing on a lot of levels.
So, they deserve it at that point.
Yeah.
Actually, they don't. But they should get help.
Yeah.
They should get help.
Was that the drum line from... Oh, never mind. That sounded exceptionally... Rick Astley-esque, that drum break down.
It'll happen again. It'll happen again. We'll find out. Piece by piece. International love. Punches all over the world. At least he's being honest. God damn it. This is probably sounds
why
more...
Why is his definition of international love other cities in America?
I don't know. Occasionally I go to somewhere in Europe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been to Cuba a few times. They kicked me out.
Yeah, that happened.
They kicked me out. Big thongs are blue, yellow, and green. Is that a flag reference, or is that just colors?
See, what I think is happening here is, like, a fractal view of Miami by Will Smith. Like, if you zoomed in too far on his crotch during that video, and it's like, this is the world happening there. This is all Will Smith's fault, is what I'm saying.
Will Smith. Come on.
What were you thinking, Will Smith?
I'm sorry! I don't... Should have just fucking stayed in Bel Air. Mm-hmm. If he just stayed in Bel Air, I'd love him. Imagine, like, a Will Smith trapped in, like, the Prince of Bel Air as if he just reverted back to the state of, like, that character's style and attitude. Like, if Will Smith went insane and just started acting like Will from Fresh Prince, that would seriously be a new story of
that's the story of Men in Black 3. He gets hit in the head with a baseball and then starts acting like he's the guy from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I would see Men in Black 3 just for that. Just throughout the entire movie, he has these long tees that are just full of bashful colors.
This is making me want to never go to Miami.
Yeah, I've never
been. That's the vibe I'm getting here.
Never been to
Miami.
I say probably just don't go there. Pitbull's... What I'm getting out of this song is that Pitbull plays on the streets there. So avoid Miami at all costs.
Yeah.
Love. Who the fuck is Jamie Drastic?
What the... Can't find what?
Drellin?
Can't find Drellin. What the hell was that? Also, why did you build your castle on a beach?
Did she say ghrelin? Because that would make sense. That's psychology. That's like physical, like, that's what makes you hungry. David Rush, by the way, that's a name.
Yeah.
That's a good wrestler's name, David Rush. I think it needs another, like, syllable. Okay, here we go.
Alright, hard to believe. In the castle made of sound. Yes, I remember. When it falls into the sea, and your feet can't find...
Did she say drowning?
Dry land. Okay.
Dry land! Ah! Oh.
I was mangled in the first go. This is a weird image. Castle falling into water, and her hand is just somewhere around the castle. Let's grab it if you can.
What if it's like, seriously, just, I built a castle and it went into the sea and it hurt my life.
Maybe the castle made of sound is actually just a sandcastle that you have built on top of yourself and you are wildly yelling as the water washes you away.
Sound sounds like sand.
Yeah.
We could just do that and it'll it'll sound artsy.
Yeah.
You're the reason that I'm rapping. She must have been a bitch.
She's just saying sand.
She's saying sand.
And I will ask you why you built a sandcastle and lived in it.
Why would you do that?
Structurally unreliable.
Especially if you're living by the sea. It's not like a mud, like a mud-supported, like, sandcastle in the desert. Because that
Jamie
would be
Drastic
reasonable.
Wants to be Pusha T very badly.
Yeah. God damn it. It's like cheap-ass, poor man's Pusha T.
This is Meta T right here.
It's like Sheva T.
So why would you believe in a castle made of sand if you made a sand castle? Like, what is there to believe? Like how often have you built something and then said, I don't believe it? Like,
I don't believe it. How did I do it?
Yeah.
How did I make this? I'm actually really curious how you... You know what? Honestly, I find it hard to believe that she was able to make a sand castle that she could live in. And survive it.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
that's
was
impressive
stunned
itself.
That it fell to the ground. By the way, it wouldn't fall into the water unless there was, like, a fucking tsunami or something. It would,
like,
just slowly dissipate and you'd fall on your
lesson
ass.
Lesson of the song, be careful where you fucking build your sandcastles, okay?
Yeah.
Like, take heed. It might go into the water at some point when the tides come in.
Well, okay, I suppose it's worth complimenting that this is the first song that is not about his dick or his robot mom piss fetish.
It's a sad song. Oh, maybe this is... Red Foo?
Red Foo.
Red Foo Vane.
Hold on. No, 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 no. You don't get to complain about fucking, oh, you took my love. Earlier, you were, like, making people sing operatically and then leave within a day.
That's Red Foo Vane.
This is fucking...
Maybe he's warming up to humans in the back end of this album. It's a narrative.
This is the least objectionable tonally song on here. It sounds like a Sonic level.
It does sound like it has some sort of, like, foreground and not surrounded by a bunch of bullshit.
I am calling bullshit on Pitbull's ability to cry about heartbreak.
Yeah.
This fucking sucks.
Yeah, no,
that's more at least intellectually in line.
He's paying attention,
like,
to continuity.
I don't love women. That would require, like,
but on
love,
Earth,
that's not
on
the thing
Earth,
that happens.
On Earth, not on
I
planet
refer
Pit.
You to international love.
Well, the thing is, it gets, like, really weird. Why didn't he place this album in terms of planet Pit? He claimed that not a woman on Earth could do this love thing.
Which is not Planet Pit.
On Planet Pit, it's full of robots.
Yeah.
So maybe this is like robot. Maybe this is his cry out for love of humans.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, his moment of doubt before he gives in fully to his robot fetish.
Yeah. That was the weirdest record scratch I've ever heard.
Yeah. It sounded like something out of Jet Set Radio.
Yeah. Which, totally cool with.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm cool with Pitbull taking influence from Jet Set Radio. David Rush!
This is a generic description of a social event. This is like the theme of the abusive boyfriend right here.
Yeah.
I love you, I promise. I didn't mean to fuck 40 women in the week.
Chris Rock should have been on this song. Yeah. Tiger Woods should be on a rap song.
God damn it, dude. This blows.
Stop being such pussies.
Well, no, it's not that. It's not...
I know, it's the fact that he's basically just said earlier, hey, I can promise you tonight, but not tomorrow.
Yeah.
And yet you're being all pissed off when she does that to you. This is misogyny at its finest.
Yeah. This is like the rare stuff. This is like when you find a big patch of sour grass at your school.
Deep cuts. Deep cuts.
Is that too specific of a call there?
It may be a little specific, but you know what? This album has it's not awfully specific, so you're going to need to help it out with that.
This is infuriating.
So is David Rush the guy who's like saying the club is popping?
I don't care.
Because...
I bet that was Vane.
Vane? Oh.
I think Red Foo, Vane, and David Rush are different people.
Oh, okay. Vane... I want to believe that it's Red Foo Vane and David Rush is one person.
Yeah.
That would be a good name.
Red Foo Vane und.
This is super annoying now.
Yeah.
The production on the song took a turn.
Yeah.
Kind of retarded. So we got the Jamie Foxx song coming up.
I didn't know people were still doing that. It's like, well, Ray Charles is dead. He's close enough, right?
Yeah, because this song calls for Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Look at all that soul.
What does Jamie Foxx do anymore?
He was in that one good Tom Cruise movie? The one where he was like,
Collateral.
Tom Cruise looked up. Yeah, Collateral was pretty good.
Yeah, but like, since that's then, like, what?
Since then? He had a really, like, I don't think he's done too much. He had a good phase of being in interesting films. Then it kind of just stopped. I think he's been, I think it's because he's like kind of like moved away from the hardcore acting scene. He's back to like, I'll make my music again.
Right.
So no one cares, Jamie Foxx.
Wow.
What was that? Skip?
Someone botched their weird German rip. The people listening at home who have acquired their own copies will probably not get that moment of wonder there, but it sounded like someone like misplaced an envelope in Audacity and now all the sound just went blip and now it's back.
I'm pretty sure not even half the world wants... Actually, people probably want to be you because they probably use their powers for good.
Yeah. What are Pitbull's powers? Quick.
Moving sunglasses. A box. Watching TV.
Causing anyone to sing opera at any point.
Fucking robot female ladies.
Can turn robots into real ladies and back.
Can change from being totally against a committed relationship to getting bitchy.
Flip-flop. Level 15 flip-flopper.
At least you put some songs in between that, so I'm like...
Yeah.
Cast the illusion that there was some sort of change. Which, let's see. Last two songs right here? Doesn't seem like a lot's changed from his mood.
If something for the DJs, just a bunch of white noise, that's what I'm hoping for.
What if it's just like a track of him talking? Just so he's just like, here, you can put this on your records. Yeah, yeah, woo! Yeah, yeah, woo!
Oh, if it was vocal stems, that would be the best.
It's just like taking samples of vocals, yas, and woos. Mm-hmm. It's probably not going to be that.
It's probably not going to be that at all.
Hey, just for the notice to the listener, we took precious time out of our days to listen to this.
I'm actually losing money.
I could have been fucking listening to Blackout Beach.
Yeah.
Which, hey, that's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. This is also, Blackout Beach is like the farthest thing I could imagine from this album. Mm. So. Yeah. Closest thing to it is like synth. Hey.
If you can't see.
Can't see, the world is mine. Gotta be
really
blind.
How this song is going to end? Oh, it's
a fade out. That was a super lame fade out.
Yeah, that was fucking bullshit right there.
It's like right when there was a thing about to happen in the song.
Wow, it sounds like we're actually building to something. Oh, can't have that.
Okay, maybe this is what I imagined. What mic did he record his vocals on? Sounds really bad.
It sounds like Township Rebellion by Rage Against the Machine. Burn, burn, burn,
burn, burn. He's really just taking shit from other people on the song. Oh my god, wow. Build up clap right here. By the way, I'm gonna guess it. Yep, yep. This is the theme for DJs.
What the fuck?
Oh my god!
Dang, dang, digga, digga, dang.
That's what this song sounds like.
Digga, dang, digga, dang, dang.
Dang, digga, dang, digga, dang, digga, dang, dang. Oh god, this song's sinister. I think we need to listen to more. I think we need to listen to more. I think
this should have been on the fucking mixtape last year. Oh my god. Here's something for the DJs. I think you're an idiot, and I'm gonna sing child songs at you. What the?
Raised by the wolves.
This is terrifying.
This is the funniest song I've heard in so long. Just the transition that comes up when it gets here.
Is this really how this album's gonna end?
I don't want it to end. I think we should keep going. So, should we do it?
No.
No?
No, I'm done.
Okay, yeah, just hearing the beginning of that, I'm done too. All right. That was a real good way.
What the fuck was that?
How much wood could...
here's my dick. Now I'm sorry about my dick. And now fucking clap your hands if you know it. What?
He starts taking shit from LMFAO and...
The art of the album is dead. That's what I've decided. The fuck?
Who lets...
What like... in the unholy fuck was that?
This is literally just the cheapest shit.
Oh my god. Like, what? I don't know what to say.
I don't either. I don't...
We should just stop. Just... I'm sorry we made you listen to that.
I'm sorry. Again, we're real...
But I'm also glad that you heard that.
I hope you had fun.
Yeah. All right, stop recording.
Bye. Fuck my life.